Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Dr. Phil, and today my patient is Timmy Phillips.
I'm Timmy, and I'm 5 years old. I broke my arm, but I want to know some things about my bones.
I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm Timmy's friend,
and I'm 6 years old.
So, how did you break your arm, Timmy?
I was playing football with little Bob, and I fell flat on my arm, and it was bleeding and sore.
I wasn't sure what to do, so I ran to Timmy's house and got his mummy.
And I was still very scared. I was left on my own, and my arm was still bleeding.
Oh, my. Oh, my sausages.
Then Timmy's mummy was there. I saw her ring 999. And then a big white car with a big red cross on it came, and Timmy was okay.
I was still very scared.
Okay, let's see which bone you broke.
My arm? Do you not see this bandage?
But there's more than one bone.
Say what? How many?
There are 3 bones in your arm.
But how many bones do we have altogether?
206. And now, let's give you an x-ray to see which bone is broken. You broke the bone beside your humerus.
Hey, that's not funny. There's nothing funny about that.
Well, what is the name of the bone?
It is called the ulna bone that you have broken.
Is anything else broken?
Well, maybe your radius bone might be broken.
What's a radius?
It's probably a spaceship or something.
An alien one? Cool, I hope so.
No, it isn't an alien spaceship. It is the radius bone.
I can't believe it. I'm never wrong,
but you are wrong.
So, do you remember what bone you have broken, Timmy?
I don't think so.
I know. Timmy broke his ulna.
Bob thinks he's so smart, but he doesn't even know what 6 times 2 is.
Hey, I know what it is. It's 62.
No. It's 12. Anyway, moving on.
What happens if you break your skull?
If it's very serious, you could die.
How many bones are in your leg, I wonder?
I can't tell you every bone in your leg because it's going to take a while. But these are some of them. Tibia, fibula, tarsal, femur, and metatarsals.
Wow, they're in my body.
Wow, you have bones.
Everyone has bones?
Wow.
We all have bones.
If you don't have bones, you will be a big blob of skin, organs, and blood.
Cool. We want to be blobs.
But then you wouldn't be able to walk or play football or play your iPad.
No iPads?
Okay, we'll have bones.
Good. Now, let's have a peek at your x-ray. So, Timmy, your arm will be better in 3 months.
Yay, we can play football again. That's a really long time to not play football, though.
Oh, well.
What is your strongest bone?
The femur bone.
Does that mean I don't have to go to school if I broke my arm?
Oh, of course you have to go to school.
Ah, fudge cakes.
Ha ha. Oops, that must have slipped out.
What happens if you break your kneecaps?
Then you wouldn't be able to walk or bend your knees. Okay. Bye, kids. This was In the Doctor's Office with Dr. Phil.
Go. Oh, yeah.